Hello, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. Today, I have the pleasure of having two beautiful ladies in the studio with me. We have Tamika Mallory, who is co-president of the Women's March. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Great. And also, we have with us the young lady who was made famous in a video that went viral. It was the month of April. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And you were in a Waffle House.
Yes, ma'am.
In Saraland, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
When we saw in the video you being wrestled to the ground by some police officers.
Yes, ma'am.
My other guest, everyone, is none other than Chiquisia Clemons. Ladies, welcome and thank you for being here.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
So, Chiquisia, we saw the video. We saw you being wrestled to the ground. First and foremost, we want to know, how are you doing today?
Well, you know, I still have my days where, you know, it seems like depressed and sad and humiliated and embarrassed to even go out anywhere just to try to get my life back together. So it's still kind of hard for me right now, but I have a big support system that's, you know, helping me along the way. So
yeah, we saw some of your support system out into the lobby today. You got your mom, you got your sister, you got so many other people. And of course, you have Tamika Mallory. And what is your role in all of this, Tamika? We said in introducing you that you're co-president of the Women's March.
I've been an activist for almost 20 years of my life, working on cases, similar cases, and dealing with police abuse. And I met Chiquisia, and she actually has become more than just someone who was abused by the police that we want to support. She's sort of become a family member, a sister to me. And I've really been trying to give her the support that she needs to navigate this. You know, when you sort of find yourself in the club of those who have been faced with this type of experience and this type of trauma, it's not easy to navigate through all of what is asked of you. And I am, you know, just trying to stand with her to help her to get justice.
You say she was abused?
Absolutely.
By police?
She was assaulted. No, she was assaulted. And I would even say that she was sexually assaulted. Why? Because she was derobed by these police officers in the Waffle House, and really for nothing. I mean, when we think about the details of how this all happened, the fact that she and her friends asked for plasticware and they were charged, there was an attempt to charge them for something that really should be free. And after going back and forth in this nonviolent dispute, the next thing you know, a police officer comes in and, you know, basically abuses her, shows her body, exposes her in many ways, and then throws her to the ground, where you see three officers pinning her down and one who's choking her for what reason? You know, so what happened here was an escalation. It was certainly abuse. And when we think about what it means to be derobed and to be touched on, I mean, they were touching on her legs and different areas of her body. And she consistently said, please get me another officer. I don't like the way that I'm being treated. And they did not. And in fact, two more men came and they, you know, pretty much they abused her. And that's the bottom line.
If you're just joining us, I'm Maria Boynton. Thank you for listening. My guests today are Tamika Mallory. She is co-president of the Women's March, along with Chiquisia Clemons, the young lady who we saw in a video at a Waffle House in Saraland, Alabama, not so long ago, in the year 2018. We asked Chiquisia how she's doing. She said she's making do the best way she can. She has a great support system. Let's go to that night. Where were you before you got to the Waffle House?
Me and my friends were just out, just enjoying each other. No, nothing too wild or anything like that. Just out having fun with my friends.
Mm-hmm. And how did y'all decide to go get something to eat?
Well, you know, it's pretty much of a South thing. Everyone goes to eat once you leave a certain place or something like that. So, you know, we just decided, well, hey, we just want to go to the Waffle House. That's what we always do anyway. So,
okay, so which Waffle House did you go to?
I went to the one in Saraland, Alabama.
Okay. And then what happened? You went in, you got something to eat?
We went in, you know, sat down, ordered our food. In the midst of ordering food, we asked for plasticware. She told us it would be 50 cents charge, and it just escalated from there.
So this was to-go food or food you were going to eat there?
To sit in, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so she said it would be 50 cents. And what happened from that point?
It just went from her and one of my friends, you know, they went back and forth, and it just escalated to the police being called on me after I asked for corporate number.
Okay. So you asked why you had to pay 50 cents. And what did they say to you?
That's just what they charge. They charge 50 cents for plasticware. I've never heard of it. I eat the Waffle House all the time. I go plenty of places and eat, and I get plasticware. I never eat off the utensils that they have. So it was just kind of startling to me that, you know, you charge 50 cents, and we've been here before.
Like to say, too, that in covering this story, we were invited into the Waffle House corporate headquarters, which is right here in Metro Atlanta in Gwinnett County. And we asked corporate, is it a known practice for you to charge 50 cents for plasticware? And they said, no, it is not. So at this particular point, you asked for a number to corporate. Did they refuse to give it to you, or how did that play out?
They wouldn't give me the number to their manager. I asked for the manager's number first. They wouldn't give it to me. And so I asked for someone that was over them, which would be corporate. And they still didn't give it to me. And so by that time, while I'm asking, the police had already been called, and they just walked in. And that's where everything over escalated. Mm-hmm. Hands on. No questions asked.
Mm-hmm. We heard you in the video asking, what did I do? What happened?
I just know that I was on the floor being abused, yeah. Being choked, being almost, sexual harassed, mm-hmm. basically.
And I think, you know, that what is important here is that, again, you asked the question when you went to the headquarters. Is there a policy where you charge someone for plasticware? Mm-hmm. If the answer to that is no, you could see how one, again, is asking why. And then the question is, what is the response? Is the response, I apologize, or is the response more aggression and attitude? And of course, people all the time have disputes. Mm-hmm. There should be nothing stops us from having disputes, and that does not make you a criminal. But what we saw happen there, the type of response that we saw from police officers does not in any way seem to fit what went on, what took place. Even in the video footage that police officers put out, that the city put out right after the episode, I did not see any behavior that would warrant police officers coming in and again derobing and assaulting Shakeshia Clemons.
When you see the video, Shakeshia, and first and foremost, how many times have you watched it?
I haven't. I watched it the first time, but other than that, I don't watch that video.
Well, when you saw it, what did you think?
I cried. I didn't think anything. I just cried. It was nothing to think. It was just like...
And to see the people in the Waffle House, other folks sitting around who just went back to eating their foods. And one of the bold, you know, and I'm not sure exactly where this narrative came from, but one of the bold lies that was told was that one of these ladies mentioned that they were going to shoot up the Waffle House,
yeah,
right? That's what we heard, right? That they were going to shoot up the Waffle House. So now, with all that we see happening with public shootings, mm-hmm. you see people eating their food comfortably. It doesn't seem to me that anyone is startled in the restaurant as though someone is threatening to shoot up the restaurant. So what we know is that every time these situations happen, there is an attempt to criminalize the victim. There's an attempt to make up stories that will make the perpetrator, if you will, the aggressor in this situation, make them look good, and to make the victim look as though she did something wrong to deserve to be abused.
We're talking to Shakeshia Clemons, the young lady out of Saraland, Alabama, who was seen on video, a viral video, being wrestled to the floor by some white police officers in Saraland at the Waffle House. And also with her is the co-president of the Women's March, Tamika Mallory. We're talking about Shakeshia, her support system, how she's doing, and what happened on that night in April in the year 2018. Now, when we talk about the stories that we're hearing from supposed customers and people who were in the restaurant, a statement that has been attributed to supposed customers, someone who was inside the restaurant that night, is that you or someone in your party said that you could come back and shoot up the restaurant. Did that happen or not?
Didn't happen.
No, ma'am.
There's a story that at least one of you brought in alcohol to the Waffle House. What about that?
No, ma'am. Didn't happen.
So how do you think they came up with that one?
There's a lot of stories that have been
right.
made. I mean, and this is not unusual. When we, this is what is important is for people to look at the how these cases happen all the time. There's always a narrative that is sort of developed where there are bold lies told. We see it happen all the time. We should look at you know, sort of the fact that this is not unusual. This is a normal practice that whenever police officers abuse black and brown people, the storyline is the person had a gun. We thought they had a gun. They said they were going to shoot. There was resisting of arrest. There were all these things. I think I saw on that video, and I don't know about you, but I saw people, a person, a young woman who was being touched on in a very inappropriate way, who did not do anything to deserve that treatment, asking for simple dignity and respect. And that is why she was upset, and you and I would have been upset in the same way.
What about them saying that you smelled of alcohol, you appeared to be intoxicated?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Now, I ask you these questions because over the past few months since this happened, I mean, when you Google it or whatever, you see all of the responses, all of the everything that everyone has to say. And they have a right to their free speech and having their opinions, and they're actually putting it out on social media. Now, I'm sure you've heard some of it. How does it make you feel to know that people have a different interpretation of what they see on that video than you do?
It puts me in a situation where I feel like I want to go and hide. I'm so scared of being out. And I just want to hide. But at the same time, I have to look at it like people are going to have their opinions. That's what they're going to do. So I can't, you know, take in what they're saying because I know the truth.
That's right.
I can't take in what anyone else is saying that may be negative of me. I know what happened that night. Okay. So,
yeah. And what, you know, I think the other piece is Waffle House response. So, you know that you are not supposed to be charging people for plasticware. So you understand that right there, something went wrong. And that another person who knows that they're being asked to do something that they're not supposed to be asked to do has asked the question and that there is possibly a dispute. And then police officers enter your establishment and treat a young woman the way Shakeshia Clemons was treated. You would think that Waffle House would be responsible enough to say, we're not sure exactly all the details of what happened, but the way in which this played out was over the top. It was irresponsible, or at least it was unnecessary. And the fact that she now has criminal charges pending against her, you would think that the Waffle House, understanding that this is a customer and that there are so many of us black women, black and brown families who patronize their establishment, that they would say that this was unacceptable and that the charges against Shakeshia Clemons should be dropped and in fact try to become a mediator to settle this situation. Instead, they have doubled down in saying that what happened to her by the police officers was actually, you know, justified. They stood by it.
What have you heard, if anything, from Waffle House, Shakeshia?
Nothing. Nothing. It's nothing. It's just their statement is their statement. They're doubled down on it, and that's it.
Shakeshia Clemons, the young lady, how old are you? 25 years old, so young, so beautiful. And how did it feel to be on that floor?
Like trash, because that's what belongs on the floor, trash.
Mm. I assume you don't eat at Waffle House.
No, ma'am.
And nor should we.
We've seen the calls for the out-and-out boycott of Waffle House. Dr. Bernice King, youngest child of Dr. Martin Luther King and Mrs. Coretta Scott King, she asked that everyone stop eating at Waffle House until something is derived from all of this, until there is some kind of an outcome and a finding of exactly what has gone wrong. I ask you that, Tamika Mallory. What, in your opinion, has gone wrong? Because Shakeshia was not the only situation here that we've seen. Anthony Wall.
That's right. Another gentleman who was assaulted by a police officer because someone in the Waffle House decided to, an employee decided to call the police on him because he asked for the table to be cleaned. Again, these are simple things, just a little bit of dignity and respect and some good customer service. And what you see in this, in Anthony Wall's situation, is an employee taking off his shirt to get ready to fight Anthony Wall, and then a police officer succumbing and attacking him and choking him and treating him like a rag doll. And there were also, Anthony is talking about the homophobic slurs that were used against him. He's openly gay, and he talks about his experience in that moment. So this is not the first person. And when you ask what has the Waffle House done wrong, the way in which they have responded to this is very irresponsible. And if you think about what just recently took place with Starbucks, while we still do not give Starbucks a pass, we at least see that there was an attempt to reach out to the civil rights community, an attempt to work on training, an attempt to at least address that there was something wrong with what happened in this situation. Waffle House has not done that. And I think that we as people of color need to understand that I am Shakeshia Clemons. You are Shakeshia Clemons. Many of us could go into a Waffle House, ask why am I being charged, and have a situation like this happen and have police officers come and treat you this way. So why would we spend money where we are not wanted, where we are not treated with respect?
Want to also say that Anthony Wall's attorney, I spoke to him too, and he says that Mr. Wall is having to undergo chiropractic treatment and that we will be hearing more on that case soon. Now, when we talk about Waffle House Corporate, while we were there that day, we also asked them questions about another situation. Another young lady, African-American, near Birmingham, she was locked outside of a Waffle House. I asked Waffle House Corporate, is it right for the doors to have been locked? They said no. So I think we've got quite a few matters when it pertains to Waffle House. Why are you in Atlanta?
I was just in Atlanta, you know, just to try to, like, break away. Just try to get away for a second, but...
Mm-hmm. The number of meetings with her legal team and all of us just trying to work together, get her out of the environment so we could sit down and think through, you know, what are all the next steps. There are a lot of activists out here, Brittany Packnett and Yanastaha Lone Wolf and others who are working with Shakeshia and our brother City and others who are working with her, my son Lennon, a number of individuals. And we're just working together to try to figure out how we are going to continue to stand with her. I have to mention brother Jason out of Mobile, Alabama, who has really been, he's with the NAACP, he's working hard, mm-hmm. and Attorney Griggs here in Georgia. So there's been a lot of people to support this. We've had celebrities to get involved. Yandy Smith-Harris from the TV show Love & Hip Hop, also Ernestine Johnson, and Angela Rye has spoke on this. Of course, Charlamagne Tha God had us on his show to talk about this. And there's just a lot of folks who have been engaged. We've been trying to make sure that people don't just post about it, but that they know that when they pass the Waffle House, keep on going. There are other alternatives. And we want to make sure that people understand that there must be corporate responsibility when it comes to black and brown people. Because I promise you that if a white woman had been treated that way in that Waffle House, there would have been a different response.
You're listening to Tamika Mallory, co-president of the Women's March, and Shakeshia Clemons, the young lady, Saraland, Alabama, back in April 2018, seen on the floor of that Waffle House being wrestled to the ground by some Caucasian police officers, all because an employee felt it necessary to call the police when you ask for plasticware.
Also, I want to mention that Tori Russell and some of our brothers and sisters Mike. Out of Ferguson Mike came up, mm-hmm. came all the way from Ferguson to stand with Shakeshia for the march that we had. A number of us were down to stand with her in Saraland, Alabama, and I was so happy to see mm-hmm. that our family from Ferguson came to be with our sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's correct.
There have been various protests in Saraland. There have been quite a few here in Atlanta. We've been at the Waffle Houses where the protests have occurred with Chris Mungin and Gerald Griggs and different people who have come out and said, we will not tolerate this. There have been protests at the Norcross, Georgia headquarters, Gwinnett County, Waffle House Corporate. And there's also a protest planned for June 15th. Who should attend those kinds of gatherings?
Anyone of good moral conscience. People who know, anyone of good moral conscience should be there. People who know that if they were in the same situation, they would want people to stand up for them. We need to make sure that Shakeshia feels that she has a family and that the Waffle House understands that we will not stand by and watch a young black woman or a young man be assaulted and that they do not stand with us. They have a responsibility to stand with us because we are humans. This young lady is talking about being on the dirty Waffle House floor like trash. That to me is unacceptable. And the Waffle House ought to be ashamed of itself that over some plasticware that this young woman is now dealing with this type of trauma. And of course, the Saraland Police Department, how dare they have criminal charges against her rather than to apologize to her, to drop all charges and to make sure that their police officers know that three white men have no business with their hands around the throat of a young woman who was already on the ground.
When it comes to de-escalating instead of escalating, your opinion?
De-escalating, right. Where does that happen? We're waiting on that across this country where we see people calling the police on black folks just for being black, just for going to school, just for sitting in Starbucks, just for moving into their apartment, just for leaving a Airbnb like Bob Marley's granddaughter, her situation. We're waiting for there to be some restraint as it relates to our people. And the activist community is behind her. As I mentioned, my brother, my son, Lynn, who is an artist, has been organizing people to stand with Shakeshia Clemons. And we are so happy to know that she has the best legal team that one could ever ask for. Attorney Crump, who's been on these cases all over the country, is taking care of this young woman's case. And what I like about Attorney Crump is that he is in this because he believes in it. He knows that what happened to Shakeshia could be his own daughter. And that, for us, is more reason to show up on the 15th to be a part of that protest than even for her. Really show up and be selfish. This is about me. If this happened to me, I would want someone to stand up for me.
That protest June 15th outside the headquarters of Waffle House in Gwinnett County, Norcross, Georgia. Shakeshia, young woman, African American. We saw you in that video. So many have seen you in that video. Worldwide exposure. We saw your breasts exposed. We saw the Caucasian police officers wrestling you to the ground. And it only happened a short time ago. You have the rest of your life to deal with it. What do you want to say to everybody?
What I would like to say to everyone is, you know, you have to think about the situation. And like everyone has been explaining, it could have been you. It could have been your mother, your sister, your daughter, mm-hmm. your granddaughter. Mm-hmm. It could have been anyone. So I feel like, you know, if that could have been any one of those females that's in your life, support it. Support me because I need all the support that I can get. And I feel like if it was your family member, I would be there to support your family member as well because I know it was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. There's nothing that I did, you know. I didn't deserve that at all. I have a 6-year-old daughter who can go from 10 years from now and Google her mother's name and she'll be able to see the same situation that you guys see today. She'll be able to go look that up. And, you know, that's tough for a 6-year-old to be able to go do that when she gets 16. I don't want that to be an impression that she has to remember for the rest of her life. Her mom being thrown on the ground, disrobed, sexually abused by 3 white police officers. That puts fear in her heart. Mm. So that means when she gets 16, is it still going to be the same way?
Mm.
Or is it going to change? So, you know, I ask for everyone's support. And just keep me in you guys' prayers. That's all I ask.
Shakeshia, as we near the end of this interview, another question that comes up online as you're communicating with people, they ask, that night in that Waffle House, why didn't you just leave?
So my response to that would be, was it wrong for me to ask for corporate number? Because I felt like it was something wrong with my situation with that. Was it wrong? Was it wrong for me to ask for that? Or was it right for me just to walk away? Like, I don't.
Right. to be treated less than human.
Right.
See, the issue, the real question that people should be asking is not why she didn't leave. We should ask why other people don't leave. I've seen white women a number of times get the corporate number and make sure that their feelings about their treatment is dealt with in whatever way that they choose. No one throws them to the ground. No one derobes them. For us, as people of color particularly, to have a defeated mentality that it is okay for us to be disrespected and that it is our responsibility to protect ourselves against abuse is wrong. If other people are being treated a certain way with a certain level of dignity and respect, we ought to be treated the same way. I have had white women call me and say, no one would ever have done that to me. Never. And so therefore, it should not have happened to her. We should not be questioning Shakeisha. We should be questioning the Waffle House and the Saraland Police Department.
Ladies, I'd like to thank you, Tamika Mallory, Shakeisha Clemons. I'd like to thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
It was a pleasure.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.